Hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Emily Marie, and I am your host. If this is your first time tuning in, hey, what's up? Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you are returning, hey, what's up? Hello. Thank you so much for coming back, for tuning in again. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about the super full moon in Pisces, the energy we're currently navigating. I am trying to stray away from using the word quick because I don't want to rush anything, and this won't be a usual hour-long episode. We're just going to touch on the energy. There's so much coming up around this. I'm just feeling called to come on, share for myself, share in hopes to support you, lift a veil on anything you might be feeling confused about, and just share lots of the messages coming through, because this is a very powerful turning point in the current super full moon cycle we're in our own year journey, all of the above. We're going to get into it. Please, please, please use this episode, as always, as any other episode, as an invitation to slow things down, to disconnect from all of the things that are going on in your external experience, to unplug from your go, 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 from your day to day, and again, slow down and reconnect to the present moment. Tune in to what is real for you right now. These episodes are always created as a check-in point for you. Again, to personally just slow down, reconnect with what's going on. It is, and I am reminded this lesson all year, especially with these full moons, but how important it is that we do slow down to create the space necessary to create space between what has been, create the space between what has been and what is coming. When we do that, we are able to leave behind the things that no longer serve us. We're allowing ourselves to create the space necessary to move forward. And again, with an openness, with a newness. But if we don't create that space ourselves, everything is just going to continue to cycle and build on top of each other. And that's when it can feel like we're super over capacity. We are super burnt out. We're super at our limits. Creating space is very necessary. And so before we jam on the energy of what's going down right now, I'd love to create some extra space with you. As I don't know about you, but last week, this week especially, around more of this full moon energy, it's been a lot. So let's take a couple breaths together. Wherever you are, if you can, closing your eyes, slowing things down, maybe before we even breathe together, noticing where your breath is right now. Maybe it's just stuck in your chest, you can't seem to get it down into your belly. Taking some stretches, moving your neck side to side, rolling your wrists out, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, stretching your arms, whatever it is, but inviting you to create more space in your body, through your mind. We're going to take three breaths together. So we're going to inhale through our nose. Exhale through our mouth, relaxing your shoulders, letting everything go, grounding a little deeper into this present moment. We're going to inhale again through our nose, exhale through your mouth. If you've been in my spaces before, you know how much I love to audibly exhale and just let everything go, get any excess energy out, supporting us to just come further into this present moment. We're going to do one more breath together, inhaling through your nose, Exhaling through your mouth. Again, just letting it all go, creating some space, tuning in to right here, right now, this present moment, continuing your breaths if you need to, coming back to this breath pattern after the episode even, but going right into the energy of how crucial it is right now to pull your energy inward. I touched last week, if you want to go into that episode, a lot on one of the cycles that we currently walk through and ended and just the energy we're in. So this is definitely an extension of that, but there's more in depth in last week's episode. But how crucial right now it is to pull your energy in. We just started Mercury retrograde last week. We're in the middle of retrograde season. On Monday, we started another planet retrograde, Uranus retrograde in Taurus. I believe that it is on the 4th Monday. Jupiter is retrograde in Taurus as well. So much is moving. So much is changing. So much is evolving. Going back to retrogrades, we are also in the middle of Mercury retrograde. That cycle will end on September 15th. Retrograde energy is all about pulling your energy inward, slowing things down, connecting to your intuition. Everything in our outer experience, in our human world, is being shaken up, not so that we can attach to all of it with worrying and doubting and fear and being stuck in that energy of what's going to happen and feeling the rot of uncertainty. I see it when it happens during retrograde energy, especially. It's just such an invitation to let go, to surrender and release that everything is changing, everything is evolving, everything is happening for a reason. Not only are we in this retrograde energy, which again is just shaking everything up, it is bringing everything up to the surface, full force, all at once. Within that, and this is what we're going to touch on today, we are in a super full moon portal, more specifically experiencing this full moon in Pisces energy. When we talk about the energy of surrendering and trusting, that is Pisces. Pisces is all about our intuition. When we talk about our intuition, we must bring in the energy of trust, because when we connect with our intuition, we are in the space of presence, of trusting ourselves, trusting what we're navigating, even if we can't see what's on the other side. That's huge Pisces energy, trusting in what you cannot see. Pisces is very mystical. Pisces relates to like mysticism and mystery. Pisces relates to our emotions, our deep subconscious, relates to our insecurities. When we pair all of that with this super full moon energy, full moon energy is always coming in to heighten our experience. Pair that with the super, that's going to extra heighten and intensify what we're going through. When we talk about full moon, and again, super is just intensifying even more, it's coming in to illuminate things. When we pair full moon and Pisces, the full moon is coming in to illuminate our shadow self, that subconscious muck, a lot of our deeper emotions, our deeper insecurities. So especially if you feel like you're just swimming in a bunch of like blech when it comes to, again, your emotions being super triggered, being super reactive, feeling super vulnerable, like you want to turn inward, hide, isolate, be to yourself. That's very normal. Pisces, again, even on top of the retrograde plus full moon cycle we're in, is all about going inward, connecting with your intuition. It can feel like a lot because Pisces lacks boundaries. And so it can feel like we're just floating. We don't have a lot of direction right now. I know that my energy has been completely zapped, super exhausted. A lot of just like, I know I have things to do, but very unmotivated. Again, low energy. I even feel like physically there's a lot of things coming up. We are in Virgo season. Virgo relates to our body, daily health and wellness. Myself, I feel this type of like purge of my emotions, my subconscious, a lot of shadows coming to the surface, but like a literal physical purge of a feeling sick. And like since Tuesday night, the full moon in Pisces happens, peaked on Wednesday, but Tuesday night, like literally sweating things out, having chills, having a fever, and then it's gone as the full moon as we move through it. So what I'm trying to say too, maybe you're like physically purging. A big lesson in being sick, and something, again, personally, I feel like I'm moving through, but a big reminder in the essence of surrendering and letting go. When you're sick, it can feel really frustrating that, you know, you don't have the energy, you don't have the time, you can't do what you originally wanted to do. There's a lot that comes with surrendering to the process, listening to your body, giving your body what it needs. That's a huge theme right now with Pisces, and this full moon in Pisces. When I talk about intuition, I relate my intuition to my body. And so again, deeply listening, slowing down, surrendering to the present moment, listening to your intuition, listening to your body. What do you need right now? It's very uncomfortable because when we listen to our body, it feels like we're ignoring the logic of what's happening again in our external. Well, I have to show up to this, I have to show up to that. If I don't keep doing and I don't keep going, things are gonna fall apart. That's definitely a big energy of right now. But listening and surrendering to what your intuition is calling you forward to do, and maybe physically, again, you're being forced to stop doing what you're doing because you're sick, because you don't have any energy, because you are feeling burnt out. That is a huge gift, if you can look at it that way, that this full moon in Pisces is bringing forward and offering you and maybe it's because you haven't listened at all before, but an invitation to slow down, to rest, to tune into your body. When we talk about, and before I go on, I will always mention my channeling, my shit goes all over the place, but the dots always connect, so always take what resonates and leave the rest. But going back and connecting the dots to this super full moon cycle we're in, the first super full moon we had was July 3rd, second was on August 1st, the third is this full moon in Pisces on August 30th, the last is a full moon in Aries, a super full moon in Aries on September 29th. We are in the midst of a big pivot point in our own evolution, in our own transformation cycle. We are in the midst of integrating, of letting go of what was, trusting in what we cannot see, but what we can feel, to continue to move forward in this bridge that we are navigating when it comes to this full moon cycle. This is the third of four of these moons. Looking back to what was going down on July 3rd, on August 1st, maybe there's a theme that you're working with that's coming back up right now. But when we talk about trusting and surrendering within this cycle of the super full moons, we are still deep in the process. We have done a lot of the mental, emotional, physical work. This third full moon in Pisces is asking us to stop, to slow down, create the space between what has gone down, root into presence, root into our intuition, listen, versus do, 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 and go, go, go. We're being asked to listen, to create space as we continue this journey. The cycle is almost done, but especially again on July 3rd, August 1st, August to this is August 30th, these are built-in check-in points for us to slow down, for us to tune in, tap into our intuition, and also integrate the energy that we've been cycling through since July 3rd. This is such a big one. I'm sure you've heard a lot about the blue moon and how powerful it is. There is a lot of, again, this full moon is in Pisces. The one on the first was in Aquarius. Both Aquarius and Pisces are super intuitive, full of awakenings, full of the energy of things coming to the surface where we wake up, and when we wake up, we kind of realize, you know, oh, things, we've been acting in a certain way, we've been living in a certain way that doesn't serve us. And it's almost like we're pulling back all of these deep layers. During August, it has been really intense. There has been a lot coming to the surface. We have been facing a lot of what isn't working for us, changes in our environment, changes in our work, changes in our relationship. And again, with all of that happening so rapidly, just within the last 30 days, it's so important to slow down, to check in right now. I pulled a card earlier. I've been pulling cards a lot more recently, using these as a tool, but trusting the timing, trusting the wave that you came in on. Time is not running out. There again is a lot changing, a lot transforming, but please, taking anything out of this episode, use from now, August 30th to September 29th, as a time, again, to trust your process, to surrender and let go of what is not serving you. Trust in your timing, trusting that what is meant for you will not miss you. There is so much within this next month that is going to continue to change, that is going to continue to evolve, using this energy of the in-between, again, to slow things down, to root into trusting your process. Especially since this next month, we are still navigating both Mercury retrograde in Virgo and Virgo season. Virgo energy is all about going slow, all about integrating. Thinking again back to this super full moon portal as a bridge, we stepped in on July 3rd, we've walked across August, we're walking through, and now we're walking through this last bit to September. We entered as one person, let go, a lot again, deep dark night of the soul, lots of awakenings, lots of death and rebirth during the month of August, even the month of July. But moving through this process, and again, trusting your own process. But what you've been doing is you've been really navigating that energy of the in-between, entering this portal on July 3rd as one person, letting go, gaining new awareness, new perspective as we move through the month of August, creating space right now. It's like we can feel what's coming, right? Trusting in what we cannot see yet, but the physical experience isn't quite caught up. So still this energy of slight uncertainty, of being in the in-between. I'm hoping that this episode and just what I'm sharing will support you in understanding we're still in the thick of the cycle. There's still more energy of this to work with, and the best way to work with it right now, again, as all of Virgo season, the third of the fourth full moon, retrograde energy, the best way to work with it now is trusting and slowing down, trusting and pulling your energy inward, trusting that things are shifting and transforming behind the scenes, creating a deeper relationship with your intuition, with your body, with your emotions. I believe that, again, our emotions, our body, our intuition, those are all the same word. When we connect with our emotions, we connect deeper to our intuition. When we connect and listen to our body, give our body what we need, that's us directly listening and following our intuition. This too, another way to look at it, is we are going through a deep initiation of feminine energy, of slowing down, pulling our energy in, connecting to our intuition, trusting our process. We are all in a society that is very masculine, that is go, 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 do, do, do. You have to keep going, you have to keep producing to live, to survive. And it's always just on this, again, have your shit together, figure it out, and just keep going without this pause. So it is very uncomfortable to not, it is very uncomfortable to slow down. It is very uncomfortable to trust that we can draw our energy in. It's very uncomfortable to not try to connect all the dots and figure things out and try to force the timeline forward. That is, I know that's what I was maybe not taught to do, but that's again what society and the pace of the human experience, I feel like, is. It's definitely a practice, again, to slow down, to trust, but that is what the energy of right now is supporting us to do. Trust what you feel. I'm not saying ditch logic. Logic is very important, but trusting in what you can feel, trusting your intuition versus in what you can see right now is so important, because what you can see with your two eyes is, again, everything changing, everything transforming. I know for me, when I'm in the thick of constant change and constant growth, it's so easy just to see what hasn't happened yet, what I haven't done, what I need to do, versus when I pull my energy in and I focus on right here and now, it's a lot easier for me to be like, I am doing that. I am doing a good job slowing things down, celebrating myself, and bringing that into my process. Another thing I want to touch on, and I feel like I slightly did in this episode already, but is the word boundaries, the energy of boundaries. Pisces lacks boundaries. Pisces, if you think about it, it's a water energy. When we think about water, especially Pisces, I think about the deep ocean, the depths of our subconscious, the depths of our emotions, the depths of our shadow self. It's so easy to get lost in that space right now, feeling like there's nothing to pull you up. If you think about boundary, it's like an edge almost, right? There's something you can grab onto that brings you up to safety. It can feel like almost like we're drowning, like we can't come up for a breath. Something very real in Pisces energy that I have experienced and felt, and when I know in my experience, when I've gotten lost in the sauce of, again, all of those deeper emotions attaching to this is wrong and that is wrong, and being in this energy of just all of the things happening at once, not being able to pull myself up, it feels like I hit rock bottom. It feels like I hit, again, this place of just overcapacity and burnout, which, again, can feel like rock bottom. And how did I get here? And how did I let myself get here? That's that place of, I never want to feel this way again. Why do I feel this way? That place freaking sucks. And in my experience, I've learned that is the place where new boundaries can be created. When you are sorting through, especially everything at once, which makes it feel more intense, which is what's happening right now, when we're sorting through all of the things of this doesn't feel good and that doesn't feel good and why is this coming up and why is that coming up, it supports us to see what isn't working, to really feel through that, which is why I invite you to check back to July 3rd and August 1st. Maybe this is just another layer in that process of whatever theme you're working through. But really, this is almost a place of deep surrender, because we've hit these places of rock bottom. We've hit these places of, I don't like feeling this way. I don't like all of this that's come up. And it's like we're in this place of the deep releasing it, the in-between, and then that rebirth. There is no rush, and we cannot force this energy forward. This is where trusting in your process, trusting in what's coming up for you, surrendering any, I have to fix this, I have to do this, I have to figure this out. I know it feels like you have to, but that's the logic that we're being asked to release right now. Know that this super full moon cycle is going to carry out your process. Know that new boundaries are being created. When things end, when we create new boundaries, it's uncomfortable because we're doing something new. We're doing something that's very uncomfortable to us. It's vulnerable. It feels very insecure. And again, just vulnerable. And it feels like we're very exposed. So being very gentle with yourself, trusting that you can go slow in your process, trusting again that even though you're in the depths, I think that SpongeBob episode where that bus, like, he can't get back up to Bikini Bottom and he's all the way down, it can feel like you're stuck there. And how can you find peace here in this place of not knowing, in this place of you don't feel any boundary, which to me means there's no like safety net around you. It's almost like you're creating that new safety net for yourself, those new boundaries for yourself. It can just be so vulnerable and so blech when you're in the middle of it. And this energy we're in is illuminating that. And so I will wrap this up by saying that I hope this brings a little more clarity to your experience. I hope that you know that even if things feel blech right now, it is a little more aligned in that way. This full moon in Pisces right now is just bringing up all of the muck within the cycle that we're in, within all of the other energies we're navigating. I hope that this brings a little more clarity and supports you in your process. Validates whatever you've been questioning yourself. You're not wrong. Your intuition is not wrong. It's going to be important to connect further with those feelings, connect further with those pings, understand what those mean for you. Knowing again, there is no rush forward right now. You're safe to go slow. You're safe to get curious. You're safe to explore. You're safe to do the deeper internal work. You're safe to face your shadows. You're safe to navigate through it. The answers that you need, they are coming. And it comes from listening. It comes from creating the space. All of that comes from slowing down. Very, very, very supported to do so right now. So, I will wrap up this episode here. I hope this supports you. I invite you. In the show notes, I'll leave a couple journal prompts. But I invite you to slow down, check in. Hopefully this episode supported that. But also for yourself, what did go down for you starting around July, beginning of July? July 3rd was a check-in point. August 1st was another check-in point. What's gone down for you this month? Creating space not only in your own super full moon journey, but between August and now into September. Creating the space and inviting in more trust that things are going to play out, things are going to work out. Now through September 29th, again, is this last bit of this full, super full moon process. We're just in the thick of like the darkness of it right now, the darkness of the uncertainty. I invite you not to lose hope. Things continue to change and shift. Whatever you are moving through, whatever you are journeying through, you freaking got this.